This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Random question, 206-803-ROCK.
You know, Miles and I were outside talking about the last question. You know, you go to different places around the country.
Mm-hmm.
You discover different things. This is one thing we've noticed. Now, Mike, I know you travel for Auction Ted. I know you've been to the South quite a few times for various reasons. One universal truth is this. If you do not live in the South and you witnessed a bar fight, you say, man, I went to the bar and I saw Ted get punched in the face. Then Ted threw a punch back. Then threw chairs at each other. He got kicked out. That's the story. Someone from the South, that's the same story. I went to the bar with Ted, and this guy came up to Ted and went, shapow! And then Ted turned around and went, blah-bop! And then they grabbed chairs, and he was like, crack! And then that guy grabbed a chair, and it was like, shabang!
Full-on comic book commentary.
Everything, it's like, they provide
they
all
also
of their
tell
own sound
you,
effects.
Tell you the reason. Right? It's like, well, we were in Knoxville, right? Like, the game, it had been a long day, the game got delayed, but they're blowing out. I think they were playing Montana.
All right.
So we're at this bar, Calhoun's, famous bar. Big outdoor deck, we're sitting there, and we see this fight between the two guys. Now, security comes over, this and that. And again, there's no reason, but the guy is just like, hey, he had his D out. It seemed like he kind of sucker punched. And he's like, I swear to God, man, he was being creepy with those girls. And his D was out. Yeah. And then everybody's like, oh, all right, leave him in. Let him stay.
People in the South, dude, they do a running commentary on what you were doing in spite of the fact they're not talking to you. They're talking to each other. You are standing 3 feet away. And say you're cooking, right?
About to say, didn't you say that you had a relative, like an aunt or something like that, that would just give you running commentary? Yeah.
So when I go down to visit them, you know, they always offer you food. Great. So I'm grabbing ribs. But as you're grabbing your food, again, I'm within earshot. And they're not trying to be quiet. It's just like, oh, baby boy, gripping up on those ribs now. Yeah. Oh, he likes ribs. You know, he always liked the ribs. Blah, blah. Oh, look at two spoonfuls of coleslaw. Oh, he going to eat tonight. It's like, guys, my God, man. It doesn't matter what you do. Oh, look at that baby boy pulling that chair off of his wife.
What are you supposed to be doing? What's your response supposed to
be? They're literally just speaking out loud a mundane thing that you're doing. Oh, look at that. He's taking out the top drawer of the dishwasher, putting all them glasses away. It's like, yeah, so that's exactly what
do
I'm doing.
Do you ever do it when you're driving or in a car?
What do you mean?
Like, my dad used to do it, but now I do it. Like, my buddy and I, we stop into a Target and a Costco.
Okay.
We're up at Smoky Point, right? It's a big area.
Look at that boy finding a parking spot right over there.
No, but, like, as he pulls out, now we want to go get a beer. And I go, hey, there's a Boston's. Hey, look, there's a Red Rock. And I, like, named three. And then I went, hey, I could just stop. You could see.
That's a Miles thing. Miles tells you everything that he can see.
I read every sign out loud.
That is one thing. Pig in a pancake. But the breakfast is pretty good there. Yeah. Pig and pancake. I like
that. Yeah, Miles, I'm 100% with you. Like, I was driving up north a few weeks ago, and my buddy, I met him, I don't know, wherever I met him, or I met him in Anacortes, and I was going, hey, man. You know that family restaurant? Is that any good? And he's like, yeah. Why are you asking? And I go, well, I drove by it on the side. There was a line. It was 11. I figured it must be pretty good.
No, they're on strike. Of course it's good.
Yeah.
Why else is there a line? Is that good, man?
Yeah, why I like when William called before the break. Like, shapow!
Yeah, no, that's what made me think of it. Everything has a sound effect.
Zap!
random, random.
Like an old Batman random, TV show.
Yeah, basically. That's what it is. Random. I got one for you guys.
What movie do you guys just absolutely hate? Or you just, you don't understand the hype? Maybe it didn't necessarily suck completely, but you just didn't get it.
All right. I will avoid naming kids' movies because that's obvious. Talking about you, Frozen.
Well, they're not for you.
A movie that I absolutely hated. I've only walked out of the theater once, and it's not that this movie has any kind of hype, but I'm a teenager, and there's like six of us there. It's a movie called Night Flyers. I don't entirely remember what the plot was, but we're struggling to get through this movie because we paid money, and we're teens, so it's not like we have a lot. And we got up, and we ended up walking out of the movie, right? And then we're talking to someone that Monday in school about this god-awful movie, and they're like, well, when did you guys leave? And we explained the scene that was happening when we got up and left, and they're like, that's honestly the climax. We're like, what? I can't explain it. It was just such a bad, bad movie. But there was no hype around
it. I think the one that I remember the most, Jaws is obviously an iconic movie.
Yeah.
As a child, you know, when they came out with a sequel, you're not as critical as an adult who can logically determine if this is a piece of crap or not. Right?
Sure.
Yeah. So Jaws 2 came out, and it was still scary for us as
kids. It was okay.
It was fine. It wasn't the greatest sequel ever. No one even ever talks about it. But it was still okay. Then Jaws 3 came out in 3D, and we were fired up because this was one of the first major movies that wasn't necessarily rated R that we could go and watch.
Yeah.
Because most of the 3D movies were horror movies, and a lot of them
and were boobs and everything else.
Rated R at the time. And I can't remember who it was that was, they did have glasses at the theater, but it was like something else, like 7-Eleven's convenience stores. You could go there and get, you know, with purchase.
I remember that. They give you the glasses.
They give you the glasses. Yeah. So when the movie was going to be shown, you take these glasses in and, you know, you could watch it in 3D.
And keep in mind, if you didn't go to 7-Eleven to get the glasses, you didn't get glasses. Like, they didn't have extras at the theater. I mean, it was like you went to 7-Eleven.
You got the glasses.
Got your glasses. Then you go to see it.
Right. And the movie was just absolutely horrible. Like, the movie wasn't even about anything. There was no plot associated with the movie. It was just to glamorize the 3D effects, which at the time were so remedial, they weren't really worth the whole...
No.
There was like one or two moments where things got 3D.
Right, because it makes something jump out at you, but the movie was terrible. Hot trash. Actually, some good ones from the text. All right, so Rocky Horror Picture Show. I can't argue that, but it's so campy and stupid, I understand why people like it. I'm not one of those people, but I understand. But Avatar, they say it's the most overrated movie I've ever seen. I agree with you so much. I think that movie is...
I'll agree that it's overrated.
It's just trite crap. Like, you've seen this story before a million times. All they did was a situation you've seen in every movie you've ever seen, just make the people blue.
Correct.
And we're done. But I think James Cameron is completely overrated, because I thought the same thing with Titanic. It's just this big, long... I don't think the movie was good.
Yep.
You know, there's nothing about it.
Yeah, it's hard to find movies that, like... Because unlike, like, songs you don't like, unfortunately, you're going to hear them again.
Oh, yeah.
But like, with movies you don't like, it's pretty easy. You just don't have to see them again.
Yeah, but Avatar, I'm right there. And I couldn't believe the second Avatar movie did as well as it did, because I thought the first one was such crap. Never saw the second one. And somebody says Beetlejuice. My wife loves Beetlejuice. Like, it's okay.
It's fun. We just watched
fine.
It. It's fine.
It's all right. And Blair Witch Project. Which
Blair Witch, I think I've
it
heard.
Depends. Yeah. If you, when it first came out, and people weren't quite sure whether this was quote-unquote actual found footage, it made it interesting. Because whether it's good or not, it was just an effed up situation. You're like, man, I hope no one went through this. But if you already know the deal with it, then it's really not that good of a movie.
Raise, we asked, what movie did you think sucked? No one puts Baby in a corner, but they're about to put her on Broadway. Variety reports that Lionsgate is adapting Dirty Dancing for the stage with the showing maybe debut in late 2025. Dirty Dancing the musical has tapped Eleanor Bergstein, who wrote the screenplay for the original film with Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey. She's going to write the show's script. In the meantime, Tony Award nominee Lonnie Price, who played the smarmy Neil Kellerman in the original movie, he's going to direct it. The musical will offer a longer, deeper, more nuanced version of the characters they fell in love with in the film.
Congratulations. It was shallow and stupid to begin with.
It hasn't. This is not the first time. Playbill notes that it first saw a theatrical run in Australia in 2004, followed by a five-year run in London starting in 2006, followed by two revivals
Broadway has proved more elusive. The North American mini tour, publicized as pre-Broadway, was launched in 2006. And they say if the movie does well on Broadway, chances are you're going to see it in the Paramount and every other town.
I would think it would do well, because the people that still think Dirty Dancing is a good movie, to me, are probably the people that enjoy going to theater, and I say this
correct,
because of my wife, right? So she has no problem going to theater. I have a problem going to the theater. She does not. She thinks Dirty Dancing is great, whether it's nostalgic or she still likes it.
Was the movie a musical?
There's Dirty music Dancing? In it, but it was not a musical.
Okay,
like, it's not a movie. There's a lot of songs, and it's more about dancing. Well, it's Dirty Dancing.
It is, in fact, Dirty Dancing.
So was like there any Dirty Dancing?
Yeah, well, I mean, according to the camp, yes, it was all Dirty Dancing. They weren't supposed to do that in there.
Yeah.
That's what she found out if you go late night where all the staff hangs out. That's where you see the Dirty Dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Hold this one. Watermelon.
And by the way, some other movies that people think are overrated. Grease.
I don't like that movie. I just know a lot about it. Mike just shot me a look.
Yeah, Grease was overrated, and I saw my kid's school do a performance of it last Christmas. Blade Runner 2049. I enjoyed it, but if you don't like it, you ain't got to like it.
I'd put American Psycho in there, too.
Oh, really?
What?
I've tried a couple times, and I just can't do it.
I love that movie, but I'm a sicko.
Napoleon Dynamite, definitely overrated.
Yeah, I agree.
I like that movie.
I agree.
Now, this one, look, I don't feel bad for it, all right? So, they're bringing up Friday the 13th, but not Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th, Jason Takes Manhattan. Listen, man.
It got weird then, man.
It's right there in the name that says this is going to be a steaming pile of garbage. I mean, like some movies you go into, Jason Takes Manhattan, you know it's not going to be good.
All right, Miles, I think you'll know the answers to this. Best sports movie of all time.
Oh, wow.
Any Given Sunday?
I mean, Caddyshack.
Caddyshack.
Worst sports movie of all time.
Caddyshack.
Too. Yes.
Oh, Caddyshack.
So, I mean, comedies that try to do a sequel sometimes.
That is a little tough.
Did
they do more than one Hangover or My Imagination?
They did three. Maybe four.
I don't know that I saw the other one.
The second one, they're in Bangkok.
Okay. Yes. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Is it any good?
It's pretty much the same movie.
It's the same movie, but they didn't try to do anything special, so I still liked it.
That was the first one that I actually just started watching movies because, you know, it had to go up there, and my buddy had gone to see it, and he said it was so great. I said, is it actually good? Because from what I can see, it's like, we've done it again. He says, that's exactly what it is. Do not go in there expecting anything other than the exact same movie and enjoy it.
They also self-admit it was a cash grab, and there was no way you could turn down the money they were offered to do that movie.
I mean, I think Top Gun did a good job with it, right?
Sure.
People I watched love it on that flight, movie. And I was like, I think one of you guys were like, is it cheesy? I was like, oh, yeah. But it's not, like, too cheesy, but it's enough cheesy enough where it's like, we've got to acknowledge how douchey some of these scenes are.
someone else says, Last of the Mohicans. I hate that movie. And, Ted, this is going to piss you off.
Don't say Glory.
No.
Oh, damn.
Says, any of the Godfather movies overrated?
Full disagree.
I mean, right, you want to talk Godfather 3, that's fine.
Yeah. See, I told you, don't get worked up, man.
Easy, Ted.
More of the Random Question coming up, 206.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
803 Rock.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Don't forget 4:30. Very special announcement. We'll make that right after we have your emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com. In the meantime, it is our random question. Question 206 803 Rock.
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Yes.
Hola. Oh. Steve, welcome to the program. Random. We're doing well, Steve. How are you?
Good. How about you guys?
We're doing okay for a Monday. Little Monday night football game on weekend. Yeah, we're just kind of crawling towards that.
All right, Steve, let's go with this one. Growing up, what were your top three candies on Halloween?
Oh, wow. That brings me way back.
It
that
should.
That was in Tootsie Rolls.
What?
Yeah, I know. I actually liked them.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The candy corn.
Oh, my God.
What?
Steve, are you 95 years old?
Yep. And let's see. What was my last one? That would have been the, what are those called? Where you got the center in the middle?
What?
The lollipops?
Oh, like a blow pop or a Tootsie Pop?
Yeah.
I mean, hey, man, they're different animals. I'm telling you right.
I had a Tootsie Pop yesterday. It was delicious.
You're wrong.
I loved it.
You were wrong. You didn't love it.
Here's the thing. It started out as a spider.
All right.
Then I was informed, hey, Ted, you can eat the spider.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Steve, I'll tell you what. You and I, we should have gone to school together because, you know, the next day when kids trade out the candies based on, you and I would have done really well. I'd have given you every one, every Tootsie Roll, every Tootsie Pop, and every candy corn I had in exchange for a Snickers
two
bar.
Of the three I don't like that you mentioned. So, what would be the one that you did not like?
Yeah.
How about that?
The one I didn't like?
Yeah.
It was the ropes.
The licorice stuff?
No, I'm sorry. It's the twisty one.
Oh, like a twister?
Those long rope spiral.
It's Twizzlers. Yeah, it's licorice. It's red and black.
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, you know, man, okay. I wasn't happy about that either. There weren't a lot of kids. There's always
kid. I don't mind red.
I didn't mind it, but like, if anybody wanted to trade me something for it, I used to get pissed if I got peppermint patties. They're not the worst. But it's just like
as a kid, they sucked. I thoroughly enjoy them now.
I don't mind them now. That's fair. But it's just, you know, because kids, like, whether you know this or not, on Halloween, those kids are judging you. Right? And they see you drop a peppermint patty in the bag, with the exception of the one weird kid in the class who loves them. All those kids are so pissed off. They don't want those. And what is it? A bit of honey? Is that what they're called?
Bit of honey always sucked.
First of all, they're stupid. I don't know why anyone gave those out. And then I've never seen them outside of Halloween. Mm-hmm.
Also, just box of raisins. I'm sorry.
What was that?
Nothing wrong with raisins. I just don't want them at Halloween.
No.
I don't even know when I randomly eat raisins, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. Unless they're included in the food. I'm like, it's
like raisin bran. I could trade my brother.
You know, actually, that's probably the number one place where I don't mind them at all.
I think that's where most people that eat raisins probably get it through raisin bran, right? Because, I mean, you like raisins, there they are. My brother would eat those little boxes of raisins. So anytime I got those, and I felt like every Halloween he got four or five, I could trade out and get a couple Snickers bars or Three Musketeers off. Mm.
I do like things that people don't like. I like malted milk balls. They used to have little tiny packs of those.
Okay.
I know people do not like those.
I hate Whoppers.
I got excited about Whoppers for whatever reason. I just thought they were awesome. Yeah. And I can trade for those. No problem.
Yeah. People give you the Whoppers. It's funny. My son and my daughter, when they do their Halloween trade at the end of the night, he's like my wife, and it's like, if it's fruit flavored, he wants that. If it's chocolate, my daughter wants it. So basically, they just like, here's all of my gummies. Mm-hmm. Here's all of my Skittles. My son takes those, and he's like, Hey, sister, here's all my chocolate bars.
The reason we asked, what were your favorite three candies on Halloween? They say the houses that hand out full-size candy bars just saw their stock tick even higher. CNN did a big feature on how shrinkflation could affect your chocolate consumption this Halloween. As cocoa prices have more than doubled since the start of the year, there is a severe weather drought right now in West Africa. That is responsible for about 70% of the world's cocoa supply.
Oh, damn.
So candy companies are compensating by shrinking bags, raising prices, but there's also talk of them using less chocolate in some of the products. It says you might see them, quote, swapping out a layer of chocolate for other fillings like wafers or nuts. Or they might fill the variety packs with candies that just don't simply require as much chocolate. Candy companies are also pushing their non-chocolate candies more than before. Folks at Mars say they've expanded their fruity and gummy candy lines because young people like it. Chocolate prices have a lot to do with that. A lot of the variety packs also have shrunk. So you might pay the same as you did last year, but you're getting less of those little bags in the big bag. Add it all up and it means your kid's Halloween haul might be more fruity this year and fewer chocolate bars for you adults to
steal. Good news from us. By the way, Miles, someone on the text line says Whoppers should be banned all across America, and they end it with, I said what I said.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, that was basically when I was growing up, that's why I could trade for Whoppers, because I liked them and no one else
did. No one else
did. There was always a couple kids like them. They were just disappointing because they look so chocolatey and good.
They do.
And every year I'd bite into one and be like, I don't like this.
I used to do the same thing with combos. Right? Pretzel tree. And I finally stopped doing it, but I swear to God, for like 25 straight years, every time I went to the airport, that's the only time I'd buy them. I'm like, I'm going to get those pizza combos. And my wife was like, you don't like them. I'm like, that was last time.
Yep.
I'm going to like them this time.
It's going to be different.
Like, they haven't changed anything. And then I buy them, take like 3 bites, and I'm like, I don't want these. She's like, you are so stupid. I'm like, I know. And just for whatever reason, like, I want to like them so much that I keep buying them. And finally, the last few years, I refuse to buy combos, but don't think I'm not tempted. I still stare at the bag, and I'm like, I want to buy you. I don't know why I think you're going to be different this time. I just want to.
I mean, I think maybe you get a bag of the pizza ones, and it's 10:30, 11 p.m. at night, give them another try. That might be the only time you like them.
Yeah. What do you think about circus peanuts? Someone brought it up here.
Terrible. I'm the weirdo. I like circus peanuts.
So you would trade Whoppers for circus peanuts with Miles? You guys go
100%.
Okay. Americans will spend $11.6 billion with a B on Halloween candy this year.
Damn.
And the 2024 candy trends are in. Some changes might surprise you. And here's what is shaking up the candy world this year. What is the number one candy overall in America? It has been for years.
Reese's.
That is correct. Okay. They've been dethroned. The number one spot is now M&M's at the top of the Halloween candy list for the first time ever.
Now, do they specify peanut, plain, or just M&M's in general?
I believe because of the different varieties that they have released and the easy-to-eat nature of the product. But either way, the peanut butter cup is now number two on the list. Any idea what number three is? And it's a sugary one, not a chocolate-based product.
Skittles.
Close. Sour Patch Kids.
For some reason, they are great.
They have surged and climbed up the rankings to snag the number three spot for the first time ever. And not only do kids love these things, apparently adults do too, as not everyone craves just chocolate during Halloween. Believe it or not, candy corn has it's climbed up to number seven this year. That's a strange one. Considering it also ranks as one of the most despised candies, but based on sales, it looks like this polarizing treat is getting its momentum, they say, as far as sales are concerned with Halloween candy.
It might be sales because they're cheap. Because there's a difference, right? So if you're saying sales, I go like, all right, I'm kind of broke this year. I'm going to buy candy corns just so the kids have something to eat. Mm-hmm. But it's not because they like them.
That's right. And here's a shocker for you. Butterfinger fans, I am one. I think it's the best Blizzard you can get. Rejoice. The crunchy peanut buttery classic has finally made its way into the top 10. It is number one, by the way, in South Carolina and Oklahoma. They say the unique texture and flavor have earned it a well-deserved spot among the Halloween favorites this year. I am a fan. You know, I don't necessarily need a whole Butterfinger. Mm-hmm. Just one of those fun sizes is enough for me.
A fun-sized finger?
Oh, I have a couple of them. Don't get me wrong.
Of course.
But I want to...
I don't mind a Butterfinger. It's nowhere near the top of my candy bar selection, but I don't mind one.
Like, I'm with you. I don't mind it, but I just... If I'm going to eat a candy bar, I'd pick something else.
All right.
Now, if you said, hey, I got four of these little mini ones, would you like to? I'd say yes.
What are Zots? I know the name. I can't remember what they are.
Zots are like
old school, kind of cheaper candy. I've only ever seen them at like the dollar stores anymore.
Okay. Someone here says, where did it go? Candy corn and Zots.
I've never even heard of Zots.
I've heard of it. Again, I just...
Random.
Someone here, go choke on a Necco wafer. Agree. Again, don't give kids Necco wafers. Nobody wants the Necco wafers. And the one person who's going to text in to say, I want Necco wafers, you're the one person. That's it. Hello, Christian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Christian, welcome to the program. And random question. Okay, we asked about dogs and what happened to your dog as a woman in Magnolia there got her little Chia dog scooped up by a coyote that took off running down the road with it and they chased it in the car. What would you say is the craziest or most annoying thing that your pet does or has done?
I don't really have very many pets. I'm a bad caller for this question.
How many pets have you had in your lifetime?
At one point we had two dogs and a pig.
And a pig?
All right. Well, what's up with a pig? What do pigs do? I've never owned a pig.
They're one of the just most chill animals. They get excited when you come home, and then they go right back to their bed. And he just lived outside, and he hung out around the house.
So was he
wasn't annoying at all.
Was he a potbelly pig, Christian, or was he a big, I guess, or potbelly pigs, they end up being full-size.
The potbelly pet pig one.
Now, those don't grow, correct?
I don't know.
No, they don't get very big.
All right, okay. So here's my question, and I hate to make this analogy, but veal is a baby cow. Veal is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a potbelly pig is just like a Cornish hen. They're delicious, small chicken.
Sure.
Now, if you have a potbelly pig and you have bacon from a potbelly pig, is it tastier than the bacon from a regular pig? Is the ham better?
I'd be willing to try.
Because it's a smaller animal that obviously is still not very mobile.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder just if anyone's ever attempted to eat one.
Oh, guaranteed. Guaranteed, man. It might be different in the U.S., but I think in other countries you have a pet potbelly pig. Like, what happens to Fluffy?
Wasn't there a time there where, like...
isn't that what suckling pig is?
I don't know.
But, like, didn't George Clooney have a pig for a while? Wasn't there a time for, like, 10 years there where...
Yeah, potbelly pig was the big thing.
Kind of like a thing.
Do they do anything, like, if you call their name, will they respond to you? If you try to play fetch, will they fetch stuff or just no?
I don't know if they fetch. They definitely run over when you call their names, though. They could fathom that much. Smart animal.
They're all smart, but a lot of times I'm like, there's a limit to how smart I want my pet to be. You know, one of the advantages I have over my dog and cat is that I just know I'm smarter. But if they were as smart or smarter than me, things would just be different.
Don't ever get a German Shepherd.
Hey, that's one thing I've never run into in my life. I've seen pigs before at the state fair down in Puyallup.
Sure.
I have never been to someone's house who, A, owned a pig.
No.
B, had a pet pig. I have never had a one-on-one
outside of a farm, I guess,
interaction with a pig.
I have not either, but I guess, and I hear mixed things. You always hear the super smart, good for them. But apparently, like, if they are angry or do not like you, that can almost be problematic. And then if they do like you, they're very, very loyal. That's what I've heard. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I think the most annoying thing that my dog used to do is she knew how to eat. And look, I know you can put the childproof windows on your doors in the back seat of a car, but my dog loved to roll down the window, and she would stick her head out the window, and she would roll it all the way down, and she would look out the window. We all know what this means if you've ever had a dog do this or you have the window cracked.
Yeah.
The wind gets all weird in your car, right?
So yeah.
You got to crack another window. And then she would run to the other side of the back seat and open up the other window. I, in turn, would roll up the window that she opened up first. And now she's got her head out the other side. Mm-hmm. And this goes on for about 30 minutes. Then she decides the other side is where, and it's just this game.
Constantly back
and forth. Rolling up the window while she rolls it down. I was just like, dude, pick a side. Just pick a side.
Please.
You gotta go back and forth.
Yeah.
A lot of things annoy me about my dog because she's insane. But the one habit she has when we go to bed, she's in the bedroom with us, and that's fine. She has a little bench at the end of it. She's not on the bed, but that is the time that she starts cleaning her giblets.
Yeah.
And that sound, I cannot explain it. man. Like, if the CIA wanted to break me to get a secret, like, have a dog clean itself for 10 seconds, I'd be like, here's the nuclear codes. I can't do it.
Here's a crazy one for you. On the craziest or most annoying thing your pet's doing.
They say soaring high into the sky, paragliders are used to enjoying fascinating aerial views of some of the world's most famous ancient landmarks. But the landmarks don't usually have dogs hanging out on top of them. We head over to Egypt, and while flying over Egypt's famous Great Pyramids at sunrise earlier this week, a U.S. paraglider named Marshall Mosher and fellow paragliders spotted the unexpected sight of a stray hound, also taking in views around the summit of one of the ancient wonders. We noticed something running back and forth on top of the pyramid, according to Mosher, who told CNN Travel. One person actually thought at first it was a mountain lion. Now the adventurers, they quickly grabbed their phones and zoomed in to the top of the Khafre, maybe, second tallest pyramid, which is off limits to humans, only to find a dog seemingly chasing some birds at the summit of the 448-foot tall structure.
Mm-hmm.
It was just up there chasing birds on top.
Did you see pictures of
this? I saw the video of him just trotting down, too, which was kind of awesome.
I saw the video of him going down, yeah. I was like, ooh.
Mosher recalls feeling a bit concerned. Maybe he was stuck up there, he thought, but his worries soon faded. If he got up himself, he figured he can get himself down unless he found some secret portal that helped him transport to the top of the pyramids, he joked. Next day, curious to see if the dog was still there. Yeah, they took their paragliders and flew over the pyramid again, this time with no luck. However, dead as you saw, a fellow adventurer shot a video of what appears to be the same dog safely making its way back down the pyramid. Now, it's unclear whether it was the same animal, since hundreds of stray dogs roam the pyramid complex, some often seen close to the base. Mosher explained the paraglider said he is actively looking for animal shelters in Cairo to help with these strays and to help them find safer, less adventurous homes. The videos of the dog quickly went viral on social media, with Mosher's first post getting millions of views on Instagram overnight. Although he's been creating content for a few years, he was surprised by the wide interest in the dog's adventure. I thought the opportunity to fly over the pyramids was decently interesting news, but no one cares about that. The only thing they care about is the damn dog on top of the pyramid.
Yeah, I mean, I was fascinated by that.
Still to come, we have an announcement for you coming up at 4:30, and your email's on the way next to the men's room at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.